And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
I'm going to need Piers Morgan to sit his ass down somewhere. There ain't no other way I can say it.
Whisperwatch.com.
He is, as of the recording of this, currently trending on Twitter by jumping in between whatever dispute or fight or whatever's going on between Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift. But of course he jumps in and tries to use Nicki Minaj to get him clicks or to get him noticed or to get him on the lips of people again, I guess.
Popularity, what is it made of?
So he jumps in between whatever is going on between these two grown women who have nothing to do with him. And he jumps in like he's trying to protect Taylor Swift. Like this old white man doesn't want this mean black girl upsetting the white fragility of this young white woman. I'ma need you, Piers Morgan, to sit your ass down.
Now look here, you.
This has nothing to do with you. Why are you even in this conversation? Nobody's talking to you about this. Nobody gives a damn about your opinion. And you allegedly, are a journalist with a career. Like, what? Why are you even in this? Leave this to YouTube. Leave this to Twitter. And apparently, according to some reports, he even name-checked, quote, Black Twitter.
Oh, damn!
Talking about Black Twitter is not gonna like what he has to say. Again, this is an example of trolling on an international level. First of all, you know that, quote, Black Twitter is just black people on Twitter who have a voice. But you're trying to put them in a box and regulate their behavior and come at them in some way by putting it out there that they don't deserve to have an opinion about what you're going to say. You've already relegated them to this little box, these little people are that you are intending to upset. Otherwise, you never would have posted that. You never would have posted that. What does Black Twitter have to do with anything that you have to say right now? And why is it that if something has the word black in front of it, it's relegated to a box? Black Twitter, it's a thing. Let me go and define it and then critique it based on my own definition of what I think it is. Sit down. You obviously don't know what you're talking about. But since it has the word black in front of it, let me go in and define it and then criticize it and point my finger at it and wag it and play victim and say, oh, poor me. Look at what the Black Twitterati is saying about me. You a victim too, huh? You got a problem with Black Twitter? No. You have a problem with people disagreeing with your opinion. That's your problem. Black Twitter isn't a social club. We don't all get together, put on hoods, and then figure out how to troll white people. We don't do that. That's behavior more of people who look like you. Okay. What does anything that you have to say right now have to do with whatever is going on between Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift? How is that even your business? You gonna jump in and regulate it?
How'd I ever get into this?
And you obviously will come down on the side of the white woman that you think needs defending. I've already said this and I will say it again. Taylor Swift, you need to speak up. Tell him to stay out of this. Tell him that you are a grown woman, that you can fight your own battles if need be. But tell him to stay out of your business. Otherwise, I'm gonna know. That's going to be a sign to me how you really feel. That you like this notion of people jumping up and protecting the fragile Taylor Swift. Well, who's gonna jump up and protect Nicki Minaj from people acting a damn fool with her? Nobody. Nobody. Because she's a loud black woman and y'all don't like that. Because you can't police that.
What I say goes, see? I'm the law around here.
So I'ma need Piers Morgan to stop trying to police Nicki Minaj. Sit down. I would tell you to have several seats, but you don't deserve a seat. You can sit your ass on the floor, on the ground, on the dirt, because that's where you belong. I mean, I just can't with this fool. First of all, he came at this all wrong. He came at this thinking that he knows what, quote, Black Twitter is. And that's ridiculous already, because as soon as I clicked on Piers Morgan's name, I already saw some posts by a number of black people saying that, yeah, they actually agree with some points he had to say, but that the way he said it was ridiculous and that he should stay out of the argument between these two women. So obviously he doesn't know all of Black Twitter. We are not a monolith.
Let's see if we can explain it.
We don't all think the same things or say the same things or feel the same way about every single thing. So for you to come at this all wrong makes me suspicious of your real motives. It makes me suspicious of how you really feel about Black people having a voice and speaking up and having a platform to say what we want to say and not having to kiss anybody's ass in order to say it. And again, I think that's it. I think that's the reason. I think these people like Piers Morgan aren't used to a lot of Black people having a platform to intelligently or not express themselves without being policed in some way by some other entity, some person telling them what to say and how to say it. You better be happy when smiling when you level a criticism against a white person, or else, or better yet, you better not criticize them. You better just let it roll off your back. You just better turn the other cheek. You just better say, "Why, massa, he ain't mean no harm."
That's right.
You better not just have an opinion that is the complete opposite of what we have deemed your opinion should be. You bet not. Don't you do it. I guess we all gotta act like that and talk like that. Maybe you're not used to Black people expressing themselves, being 100% in control of how they feel and what they want to say. Maybe you're not used to Black women saying exactly what they want to say without having their opinions policed by some other higher entity, some other white supremacist system. That's your reason, but then again, you are British, so... yeah.
No, you know better than that.
Oh, you see what I just did there? How does it feel to be lumped into a group and have people make assumptions about who you are based on where you come from? And like I said, whatever this is between Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift, I don't care. I don't listen to either one of their music. I really don't care. But what I do care about is some white dude jumping in between this fight like he's going to police the opinions and behavior of the Black woman who is expressing herself. No, that's not gonna happen. Not without the rest of America having an opinion about it. You don't have to protect Taylor Swift's white fragility, honey. Taylor Swift is very, very much an adult. She's very grown, okay? She's not the little girl you have to jump in and fight the bully for. And if she doesn't tell you to sit down somewhere, I'm going to be suspicious of her too. You know what I mean? This has rubbed me all types of wrong. All types of wrong. This feels like, shut up, Black woman, and know your place. That's what it feels like. Shut up, Black woman. How dare you come after our beloved superstar? Shut up, Black woman. You ain't shit. Your opinion ain't shit. And we don't have to listen to you.
Young people cannot be trusted to form their own opinion.
That's what it feels like to a lot of folks, including myself. And it seemed real personal because he's talking about his sons not being allowed to come and meet Nicki Minaj. What does that have to do with anything that's going on between her and Taylor Swift? This sounds like a personal dig at somebody who you thought screwed you over. That's what it sounds like. He talks about his three sons being keen to take a photo with Nicki Minaj backstage in the context of coming in and trying to police her behavior right now.
Please.
She doesn't have to take a photo with you or your brats. Yes, I said it.
That's right.
She doesn't have to do it. She's supposed to do it because you want her to? Is that why you were still pissed at her and wrote this article? She don't have to do nothing for you or with your children. It is her decision. You don't get to tell her what to do and police her behavior like that. She doesn't have to kiss your ass. She does not have to do it. Let me say it again. Pierce, darling. Maybe if I say it like that, it'll take more. Pierce, darling, Nicki Minaj doesn't have to kiss your ass, boo. She's a grown woman. I got all types of problems with the visual images coming from Miss Nicki Minaj. I just do. But I understand she's a grown woman and she can do whatever she want to do. And I'm not going to take it personally if she doesn't behave the way I want her to behave. You don't get to determine that. This is another, this white supremacist subconscious attitude coming out.
Mm-mm, I don't like the look of it.
You feel like she should be made to do what you want her to do. And if she doesn't, then she's being mean and rude and should be put in her place. Sit down. You still butt hurt because she wouldn't take pictures with your kids. That never should have been part of this article.
Down goes the press.
And truth be told, why did Nicki Minaj have a problem with the MTV nominations to begin with? You should have started there. Anaconda, I don't care for it, but that was a popular ass video, okay? So whatever Nicki is expressing, let her express that without you jumping in trying to police it. You can say, I disagree with Nicki Minaj about X, Y, and Z. Okay, I have no problems with that. I disagree with people all the time. But me trying to lay down the law and bust up in the scene like I'm the police, put your hands up, get on the ground.
The law is our weapon.
Sit down somewhere with that. He called Nicki Minaj's tweets toxic firecrackers. A tempestuous tirade, which pretty much describes what he just wrote. That article is a tempestuous tirade.
That's right.
What seems to happen if you follow the Twitter chain, what seems to happen is that Nicki Minaj is saying how she feels about the nominations, and then Taylor Swift got all up in her feelings and thought that Nicki Minaj was taking a dig at her. Even though Nicki Minaj didn't say anything about Taylor Swift. So Taylor Swift gets on Twitter all butthurt, talking about, it's unlike you to pit women against each other. And then Nicki Minaj responds, like, she says, quote, I'm still confused as to why you just tweeted me when I made it abundantly clear. Nothing I said had to do with Taylor. So what jabs? White media and their tactics. So sad. That's what they want, end quote. And would you look at that? It is as Nicki Minaj predicted. Pierce Morgan jumps in this whole thing trying to make this a feud between these two women. I guess y'all have gotten tired of Nicki Minaj having any type of shine and any type of luster and any type of superstar status, and now you feel like it's time for her to be taken down a peg or two. If that's it, just call it what it is so that we can discuss it from there. But don't hide behind this mess like you have to come in and protect fragile Taylor Swift from the rest of the world. Nobody was even talking about Taylor Swift, according to Nicki Minaj. How she even got in this, I don't even know. Your Twitter account is your Twitter account. And Nicki Minaj was talking about how she felt about her own situation with MTV. Had nothing to do with any of these white people. I mean, I hate to say it like that, but it didn't have anything to do with Taylor Swift or Piers Morgan. Regardless of whether or not she was wrong in that assessment or completely right in an assessment, that has nothing to do with either one of you. This was something, in my opinion, again, unless Nicki Minaj name checked you, Taylor Swift, you should not have jumped in this. You have no idea what she was talking about. I just cannot with this Pierce Morgan. He's even pulling up other tweets by Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj wrote, quote, I'm so glad you guys get to see how this stuff works. Taylor took her music off Spotify and was applauded. We launched Tidal and were dragged, end quote. What about that is not true? What about that is not true? True. She didn't say one word negatively about Taylor Swift. Taylor Swift put her stuff on Tidal. So Pierce Morgan, in his warped mind, he's grabbing at that, saying, oh, see, she hates Taylor Swift. Did she say anything wrong? Taylor Swift took her music off Spotify and was applauded by everybody. I remember seeing the media reports about it. That's true. Is that a negative thing about Taylor Swift? No, that was Nicki Minaj talking about the system and how the system works.
There must be something better. Why can't we have it?
She didn't say one word negatively about Taylor Swift. Show me a tweet where Nicki Minaj says, Taylor Swift, I hate that bitch. Then I'll be trying to figure out, okay, maybe this is whatever it is going on. Something's going on between Nicki Minaj and Taylor Swift. I don't care about that. But yeah, that would be a better example to show. But you pull that, you pull the truth and try to use that as an example, as an excuse for why you are going off and picking sides between two women who are having a disagreement or a misunderstanding over social media that has nothing to do with you?
What are you going to do about it?
Pierce Morgan, Here's what I'm going to need you to do. I'm going to need you to stop trying to police Nicki Minaj, and I'm going to need you to stop talking out of your ass about, quote, Black Twitter and seeing everybody who's Black on Twitter as a monolith. So basically, I'm going to need you to shut the fuck up and stop talking about things that you don't know nothing about. Can you do that? If not, then shame on you, Mr. Morgan.
Are you through already?
You better believe it, honey.
WhisperWatch.com.
Thank you.